Did you know that the 25th of November is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women? It was designated as such by the UN General Assembly back in 1999, and it encourages governments, international organisations and NGOs to organise activities and to raise public awareness of the problem on that day. Allow me to do my tiny part in reporting that violence against women and girls is a problem of pandemic proportions. It's perhaps the most pervasive human rights violation that we know today. It devastates lives, fractures communities, and stalls development. And although violence against women embraces a wide and complex spectrum, I would like to shine the light on what I feel is a particularly difficult and painful reality, one that sometimes feels just too close to home, as it statistically affects one in four women in their lifetime. It's domestic violence. And although I discovered it is chronically underreported, estimates show it's the largest cause of death worldwide in women aged 19 to 44. More than war, cancer, or motor car accidents, domestic violence occurs across society, regardless of age, race, sexuality, wealth, and geography. The person who agreed to talk to me about it is Jen Billinge, a lawyer who works for Coventry Cyrenians in the UK, an organisation that provides accommodation for single homeless people and has a women's advice service which can help in emergency situations. You see the women who approach you right from the beginning. How do you classify a person or a woman as being a victim of domestic violence? What are the signs?
Well, the definition that I look at the moment is from the Coventry Domestic Violence and Abuse Partnership, and they say that domestic violence and abuse is any violent or abusive behaviour, whether physical, sexual, psychological, emotional, financial or verbal, which is used by one person to control and dominate another with whom they have or have had an intimate or family type relationship. And that's a really, really wide variety of things. You can't say that a person experiencing domestic violence will have one particular set of symptoms, and because it is so different depending on the situation and the person. And what a lot of people don't realise is that it's not just about being hit. There's a lot of other things which are just as damaging, like the emotional abuse, being told that you're worthless year after year after year. You eventually believe it and you've got very low self-esteem. There's depression involved, post-traumatic stress, all sorts of things. You can't really say that it's the same for each person.
What about common traits amongst these women? Does domestic violence cut across class, ethnicity, religion?
Oh, it cuts across everybody. Anybody can experience domestic violence. I've had people with really good jobs who've been experiencing this and have had to escape, down to just anybody, really. Lots of different religions, lots of different income groups. You can't say that any one person is more likely to become a victim than another.
Jen, you were saying that at your refuge, you offer a refuge to children as well, to the children.
Yes.
Of the women. What effects does the domestic violence have on these children?
It can have quite serious effects. Even if the child doesn't see the violence happening or doesn't directly get hit by a person, they usually know it's happening. They can usually hear something, or they see the bruises on their parent, or they are told by their parents what's going on. So it affects them, and it can cause depression, it can cause separation anxiety, it can cause behavioural problems in school or bedwetting, all sorts of things. It's quite a big area of research at the moment, and they're looking at all the effects that this has on the children.
You were saying how much you enjoyed the work when you first went to the refuge, and I was imagining how hard it must be to have to live with such pain every day. What are the challenges for you, and what are the rewards such a difficult job give you?
I mean, the main reward is to be able to see people who've come to you when they're at their wit's end, really distressed, and being able to get things together and move on with their lives, and they don't need support anymore. That's the main aim of what I do. but it's not always that easy because people have been damaged by their experiences. There's depression involved, post-traumatic stress. People sometimes develop coping strategies using drugs, alcohol, which can impact on other people who are actually living in the hostel with them. And the main challenge is knowing that somebody's been through so much and why they're acting the way they are, but knowing that you have to protect other people and sometimes you have to stop working with a person who's hurting the other people around them. And that's always very sad because you do understand why it's happening, but at the same time you have a job to do.
Is there any hope out there? Are statistics showing us that women are coming out into the open, more is being done, or is the situation rather stagnant?
There's certainly a lot more work being done to raise awareness around domestic violence. I think late last year there was a series of programmes on the BBC around domestic violence. Anything that raises awareness and makes women realise that there is help out there is a good thing. Certainly since I first started working in this sector, I've seen a lot more developments happening, a lot more advertising of services and, like I said, things on TV, radio. There is hope that it will get better. It's always going to be a difficult thing because I guess there's a kind of element of it's always worse for somebody else, so you don't think anybody would believe you or anybody would give you the help you need, but the help is there, and that's what needs to be got across.
Yes, that's what Jen has been saying again and again. The fear, the shame, or simply the acceptance of living with an abusive partner are the main reasons so many women stay trapped in the violence. Bruises, broken bones, psychological and emotional damage often seem easier to deal with than all the unknowns that breaking out of an abusive relationship entails. It is to these women, these millions of women, that Jen says there is help.
There are services to help people who are experiencing domestic violence, and even though it's scary to take that first move, there are people who can help, and you don't have to put up with any sort of abuse. No one deserves it.